has dissolved the council permanently. The last remnants of the old republic have been swept away.
Well, what's up, you scruffy-looking nerf herders? You're listening to the Imperial Senate podcast. I'm Spider-Man, and joining me today are my awesome co-hosts, Nikki and Claire. How are you guys doing?
Oh, just fantastic, Spider-Man. This is a nice change. I didn't realize we'd be having a special guest on the podcast today.
I know. I mean, I've basically been Spider-Man for the last 3 days. Charlie Ashby is it's just a memory.
He's just dust.
I mean, once I saved my first, New York citizen, I had to just throw that part of me away because I couldn't just spend my time split between the Star Wars host and Spider-Man, you know. So here I am, doing both.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. I don't want to, brag, but I have saved plenty of people. But I'm doing it responsibly and, you know, apart from that, how have you guys been?
I guess I...
Go ahead. I was waiting for you to go.
I guess.
We're just blank with how awesome things are going. Things are cool. I am now in sunny Los Angeles. And been to IKEA 4 times in the past week. Been to the DMV.
What a magical place.
DMV multiple times to do all that stuff. And that is always an experience. Talk about scums of hive and or hives of scum and villainy.
Well, I have one important question. Did you get Swedish meatballs?
No, see, I never shook the horse meat thing that was going on with those. So I can never properly look at a Swedish meatball still.
Well, you just...
That's not very nice. They just work there.
God.
Well, that's all we've got time for this week. So I guess you've been singing the sights then of the old LA.
Oh, yeah. You know, I did get to do one pretty cool thing, and that was go see John Williams at the Hollywood Bowl.
How'd you do?
It was pretty swell, I gotta say.
I'm not envious at all.
Yeah, I was gonna say definitely not jealous.
Especially when Steven Spielberg showed up and started introducing videos for John Williams to live conduct. That was
cool. This is the film he made. It's called Indiana Jones. I don't know if you've heard of it. Like that.
Nerd.
Yeah, basically.
This little music from this little indie film called E.T.
Oh, man.
Indie film.
Or a literal indie film.
We did have to sit through the opening of The Last Crusade twice because they showed it without music first.
Brilliant.
And he was very, Spielberg was very open about how much it was going to suck to sit and watch it with no music. And he's like, oh. I hope everyone has some drinks because it's going to be long. Yeah. And it was long. it was a long time with no music. But then they went back, started the clip over, gave it the John Williams treatment. There you go. Good times were had.
So it was just Phoenix riding a horse. That was it.
Yeah, it was mostly the train
section. So just a lion roaring, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's great. Good film.
But yeah, good times. Thanks, John.
What about you, Claire?
Oh, well, my life is not nearly that exciting right now. I've just been studying and then studying some more, and occasionally taking some time to go outside and be a normal human being. But mostly just my brain is fried. So if I sound like a complete idiot, that's probably it.
Well, I wasn't going to bring it up.
Just trying to breathe fresh air every now and again.
Well, thanks, Charlie. Okay. I appreciate that.
I'll do it every week.
Since free. I invited it, though. Let it. You can let it fly.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know.
I see how it is.
Yeah. So what's been going on in the Star Wars world? Because we've been away for a little bit. I think we had like a late summer break.
A little hiatus.
A lot of pieces moving.
I think... Nothing really happened Star Wars-wise to that.
I mean, there's a few things, but nothing like earth-shattering.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun. Should we call it quits?
Good episode.
To be fair, it is a good time to be a Disney shill because they just recently announced that The Last Jedi is the highest grossing home release of 2018. You know, not bad. I think it earned 84, is that million?
Yeah.
$1,560,273 in total Blu-ray and DVD sales, and selling about 3.85 million copies total, which I don't know if you know, but I've counted about 10 copies, and that was a lot. So 3.85 million is much more than that. I got a C in maths.
Just a few.
yeah, pretty much. It was also announced this week that Kathleen Kennedy is being presented an honorary Oscar this year. She'll be receiving the Irving G. Thalberg Award, which will be presented to creative producers whose body of work reflects a consistently high quality of motion picture production. Just so we're clear, this definitely means that The Last Jedi is going to be the most hated Star Wars film ever. And she's going to get fired from Lucasfilm, because getting an Oscar is a big no-no in Hollywood. If you give an Oscar awards, they call it the gold man curse, because if you get one of them, your career is over. I mean,
absolutely.
We've seen other people that have had like Oscar awards. You don't hear from them again.
I still cry thinking about Meryl Streep.
Aww. I know.
Poor lady.
Who?
Meryl who?
Remember that? That was that big sort of a campaign to not let Leonardo DiCaprio get an Oscar.
Yeah, exactly.
We sort of forgotten about him, and we haven't heard of him since.
Poor thing.
We're talking jest, obviously, because loads of people were offended by the fact that Kathleen Kennedy received an award for being amazing, fuck you, I guess. Because if you want to come up to my face and tell me Gremlins isn't a good film, come up to me and I will whack you one. That sounds sexual in a way. Not that. I will whack you around the head. Meow. Around the head, yeah, I'll miss.
Meow.
Yeah.
Around the head.
Sounds like a 69.
Full circumference will receive
smacks.
What about
smacks. Circumference?
Ooh, oh, God.
Nothing gets...
Ooh. Hang on one second. There we go.
But yeah, way to go. Kathleen Kennedy.
Oh, it just took me a second, but I got it. I got it, guys.
So what were you guys' thoughts on hearing this news, you know, about The Last Jedi in general?
Oh, God.
How does this reflect the hatred in quotation marks? Yes. Because the babies don't like the film. I'm joking. If you don't like The Last Jedi, but you're a reasonable person.
Hatred and the twill love.
It's fine. But if you're a Nazi, shut the fuck up.
Jesus.
I think it shows that the... the really like vitriolic stuff is actually quite shallow. And because I mean, like there was a, you know, when Solo came out and, you know, that didn't make as much money as you would have might have expected. You had the people saying, well, this is obviously a sign of what The Last Jedi did. And, you know, they really need to mend the trust between the fans after The Last Jedi and it was lost. And it shows for Solo. I think that shows how whatever Solo's box office performance came down to, I don't think Last Jedi was much of that, because obviously it wouldn't be the highest selling home release of the year if people were trying to make some sort of economic backlash just because of The Last Jedi.
Exactly. All those boycotts are clearly working on those Last Jedi sales. So, yeah, it's kind of like Hayden Christensen's response to the Kelly Marie Tran stuff. He was just kind of like, they're really loud, but, you know, they are the minority. So just think of it that way. And same kind of applies here. It's a very, very vocal minority that's, you know, that's trying to make it seem like everybody in the world hates The Last Jedi. And it just made me laugh because I really hope that that Last Jedi remake, you know, gets close to that $84 million home release. Mm.
Yeah. It's funny how, like, obscure, like, in weird places you find the hate. I was watching a video of an old Power Ranger who just went on a big rant about how much he hates The Last Jedi.
What?
I literally went to watch this other video for a completely different reason. Nothing to do with Star Wars. And yet, there we go. It still comes out.
I remember when Rian Johnson showed the Stormy Daniels tweet. where she was like, oh, fuck you, Rian Johnson. I hate The Last Jedi.
And that was so good.
He was like, I've peaked.
Oh, man. Rian Johnson's been killing it on Twitter lately. This is kind of a tangent. But did you see today, or I saw on Twitter today that he was in some interview, he was, I keep hitting my microphone, sorry guys, that in some interview, he was talking about how Kylo is totally redeemable in his mind,
mm-hmm.
and that Darth Vader did things that are way worse than Kylo Ren, so he's like, of course Kylo Ren's redeemable, and so, and I'm just sitting there like,
I did not
oh?
see that.
Oh?
Fuel on the fire.
Right?
But yeah, way to go, Ryan. He's a good follow if you don't follow him on social media.
Oh, please follow him on social media.
Trying to figure out all the like good restaurants in LA by following him on Instagram.
Just where has he eaten?
Like, oh, well, he has good taste. So, you know, maybe that's the key, you know? But yeah, how do you guys feel about Kathleen Kennedy? Obviously well-deserved for a stellar career.
I'm surprised she hasn't got one yet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is I didn't realize that she hadn't won one yet, considering all of the things that she has produced and had her, you know, had her creative influence somewhat apart.
Films. She produced Our Childhood.
Oh, it's about time.
Like, yeah. Pretty much every film I've ever loved, like, she's part of it. Like, she's in there.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I'm just surprised that we haven't, you know, delved into that, like, I've seen her get an award of that scale yet, so it's pretty cool to see that. And I just love the idea that, you know, all these people are in arms, but it just proves that their ridiculous outbursts mean nothing, because mm-hmm. I mean, the films speak for themselves, and the amount compared to losses is overwhelming, and I feel like we said, it's just, I'm just surprised she hasn't had one yet. Speaking of other stuff, and DVDs and Blu-rays and, you know, all that lot, that was a terrible tangent. The home release of Solo, A Star Wars Story, is coming very soon. It will be released digitally on September the 14th in the US, I think it's September 17th over here, and on Blu-ray and DVD September 25th. USA Today tweeted out our first look at the deleted scenes. They released the scene Corellian Foot Chase, and a very catchy tagline of a young Han Solo and Kira are on the run, getting wet in this deleted scene from A Star Wars Story. Thoughts? What was getting Han and Kira wet?
Lando's closet.
Uh-huh, hey, yeah. That's what he wanted, but it didn't happen. Becca cut him off, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. Did you guys watch the deleted scene?
I've not yet. I've avoided it.
Oh my god. I'll try not to say too much, but they were totally getting wet in the deleted scene. It's one of those. And yeah, I just think that I'm glad that this didn't make it to the movie. It was kind of a slow clip for me. I was like, yeah, this makes sense why it was cut. But it had some very interesting jokes. And it was pretty sexy. Ooh. And it involved snakes.
Snakes. Mini Proximas?
Space snakes of some sort. So you boys, you don't know what you're in for.
Oh man, I cannot wait. September 14th.
Is this some sort of innuendo?
No, yes and no. Yes and no.
She wasn't talking about his move milking, was she?
You'll have to watch the deleted scene.
He wasn't milking his move.
All I know is that there were several moments. There were just several moments where I just chuckled to myself like, oh, stupid.
Oh, this movie. You're so foolish. I love this time of the year when there's a Star Wars release, but I also hate it because I can never resist buying the digital and then being like, damn it, why'd I do that?
Last year was the first time I successfully postponed, you know, purchasing it until it came out in the hard copy. I was so proud of myself. But I just, after watching this deleted scene especially, I just want more Alden as Han, like, right now.
I know.
And I don't know if I'm going to be able to resist it. It's very tempting.
Yeah, I know it's not going to happen. Like, I've sat here since Rogue One being like, don't buy it. Just wait. And then I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to buy it. It's going to be a pain. I'm going to hate myself. But
you were saying, don't buy it whilst you were buying it. Like, it was downloading.
Yeah.
It was the top screen. Duh, don't buy it. Over here on Sky, we can buy it. Like, you can buy it on, like, whenever it comes out digitally. And they give you a digital copy and they send you the Blu-ray.
Ooh.
So, oh, that's,
you know,
really nice.
Sorted either way.
I should do that. Can I do that? I wonder.
Can I have?
Can I
give
have
it to me, please? I'm interested about this whole deleted scene now. I know I was interested in seeing the snow fight, but what could get Kira wet? Could it be her horny boss keeps Skyping up? Who knows?
Oh my god. You'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
It's good fun.
I can't wait. But yes, I'm going to wait until the digital or Blu-ray, whatever it comes first, to dive into that. My dad's still not seen the film and doesn't know about the big you-know-who. So I'm interested to see his reaction. Ooh. Probably a shrug, like, okay. But I'm intrigued.
Nice.
Hey.
That guy.
Like, why does he look fat and old? I'm sorry. I had to do it.
He was on Man Crush Monday, and you've already insulted him.
No. I'm joking. I promise.
Hey, Ray Park.
No. Just know, Ray Park, that I love you, too. And I think that you are so handsome. And just please don't hate me, Ray Park. I promise. I'm joking. Hashtag Mall Crush Monday.
It's okay. By the time of Rebels, he loses all that weight.
Exactly. He gets like...
He's toned down.
That's right.
He's starved on Malachor.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Malachor diet.
He's not eating those Cola Clawfish eggs, you know, anymore.
I know. No more luxury.
No.
Sorry, dude.
Please, Ezra, give me some snacks.
Give me some snacks.
Like, that quick mall tangent, though. Those sort of like the reference shots they did of him in like full costume.
Oh, my God.
How cool were those?
His little feet. And then
the old master doing that Instagram account, doing that cut of Twin Suns with the real images.
Oh, yeah, that's
cool.
That was
legit.
That was super cool.
Also, not to plug too many other things, but you should go follow that old master account because he's got some funny jokes on there.
When you said old master account, I thought you were, and because you were discussing the photos, I thought you meant like Darth Maul had an Instagram account where he was tweeting those pictures of himself like, check out my feet.
Check out my robo legs.
Metal.
Hot new toes.
His hot new toes. I love that he has toes. I think it's so cute.
Do you reckon he like file them?
I mean, I hope
he just adds bits of metal every month and then tries to file them down. I missed it.
You know what? I think the world needed a little bit of Tubby.
Not even
Mall.
Tubby. He's
you know,
but he wasn't even he's Tubby. Jacked. He's bulked up.
Yeah.
But
what was he like 22 when he filmed
Skinny
back when he was a little skinny youngster? Also, he said something in that Instagram post about he worked out like 16 hours a day or something insane like that. I'm like, what is wrong with you? No wonder you're so skinny.
That's all he does. All his videos are him like,
hello, I'm Ray
jumping
Park.
On trampolines and shit.
This is me flipping a lightsaber and doing a backflip on the house. And it's just Boba Fett filming it.
It's my favorite.
Which is the best.
You know, but like bodies change, you know?
Exactly.
He's just a little thick. And two C's.
All bodies are beautiful. He is thick with two C's. Dear Lord.
Yeah.
Darth Thick. Thick more.
Darth Thick.
Call me Thick Master.
Oh my god. The fanfic is just writing itself in my brain after you said
Malachor foot chase. Thick Maul and young Ezra.
They get
Ezra
wet.
Getting wet. In this deleted scene of Twilight of the Apprentice.
Oh my god.
I had a snake friend once, but my brother choked him. Oh my god. Is that an innuendo?
Oh my god.
He choked the serpent.
I can't.
I hope you like little toes.
Getting all hot and bothered with this.
I really am. I need a second to breathe, guys.
So, Solo, home release, September 14th, and physical copy. Physical copy, September 25th. So look out for Maul. Look out for Wet Kira. It's all. It is going down. End of the month. Definitely looking forward to talking about all of that with you guys as we dig into all of that. next topic.
next subject before we just end up laughing next for topic. The next hour.
I'm so sorry, listeners. Episode 9 casting news. Okay. On the 24th of August, Deadline broke the news that Dominic, is it Monaghan?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of the Lord of the Rings films and Lost will be joining the cast of Episode 9 in an undisclosed role and was quoted as saying the galaxy far, far away has had almost as much influence as the one I live in. So I'm delighted to be involved. Thoughts?
I love him.
Nicky Wet.
I love him, Thomas. It's wet Nicky running through the streets of Corellia looking for Dominic Monaghan.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. My boy Mary.
Yes.
Coming into a galaxy far, far away. Yeah, you know, he's a really funny dude, and I'm glad he's getting a nice shot to work with JJ again and dig into Star Wars. I think he has the luminous beings, are we, quote, tattooed somewhere on his body.
Yeah,
oh my god,
mom.
I didn't know that. I love him so much.
So
there was a clip of him on, I think it was Larry King, and he was talking about how much he loved Star Wars. And he said, yeah, he said, like, it means a lot to me, and like, I've got the tattoo, and he showed it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, your friend JJ is directing Episode 7. Do you reckon you're going to get a role in it? He was like, well, I haven't heard anything in the finished filming, so I doubt it. And you could see like, oh, well, that was the only chance I had. And nope, here we are. And Episode 9.
I'm so excited about this casting because of The Lord of the Rings is like my second, probably my number two franchise of things that I adore.
Hard same.
Is that what you watch when you poop?
I can't. Dear Lord. You know, it's like, I'm going to ignore that comment. but I love it.
Fly,
so
fools.
And I just, and also Tyler has not seen the Lord of the Rings films.
No, he hasn't.
He watched Fellowship. I think it was he started watching Fellowship like when it, like way long time ago, and he fell asleep, and he hasn't watched it again since. And I was like, first off, this is not cool with me. We're gonna caffeinate you. We're gonna watch the frickin' extended editions from start to finish.
Oh. You're gonna shut up.
And you're gonna like it. So he's been arguing with me. He's just like, yeah, Lost. I'm like, no, Mary. He's like, no, Lost. I'm like, shut up. He's Mary and he will not be anything else. So number one in my heart.
To be fair, I did fall asleep during the festival.
You're dead like, to me.
What is up with these low attention spans? Come on, people, get well rested.
You don't realize what you're in for. You need rest before you watch such like an undertaking as the Lord of the Rings films. Those are draining, man.
I guess, yeah. No, they were good. I watched the extended versions, so
yes.
I watched the Hobbits though.
What the Hobbits is?
Is that good? I heard it wasn't good, so I just avoided it.
That's the hill I die on, that they're actually amazing.
The Hobbit movies?
Yes.
Wow, that is an interesting take, Nikki. I will not go on that hill with you. I will stay firmly 40 miles away from that hill.
Oh my gosh. My goodness.
Oh, you hate the Hobbit films.
Such a rough time.
Claire, are you calling the Hobbit films fat?
Yes, I am. Fat with bad CGI and useless plot.
Are you giving The Hobbit the filler treatment?
Stupid.
I'm so sorry, Peter Jackson, if you're on...
Stupid.
Poor.
Peter Jackson, if you're listening to this, I apologize. Like, I'll still hang out with you and Ray Park. You know, we don't know. She just came on this podcast. We don't know who she is, really. I trust Claire's judgment. Nikki, not like I don't trust yours, but, you know, I watched one clip of it. To be fair, though, I might watch The Hobbit just for Christopher Lee.
It got prequel syndrome from the general audience, I think.
Oh, what, like, nobody wants, really cares. Martin Freeman's in it, though.
He's the best part of those movies. Yeah. But the problem with those movies is that they just, I'm a book.
Are you?
Enthusiast. Oh. I am a book. Did you know that? No, I'm a book enthusiast, and The Hobbit is just so far off of the source material that it just makes me like want to peel my skin off, and it just drives.
See, I hate the book. I hate The Hobbit book.
Oh my god!
I think the book is like the most rosy-eyed tinted glass thing that anyone talks about. The book is a boring piece of crap.
No,
and the movies expand upon things that connect it better to Lord of the Rings and the wider universe and the wider lore. And that is why I stand on the hill that I stand on.
I can't.
Yeah, book's overrated. Book is so overrated.
You hurt my heart.
Take that, Tolkien.
That's for our Middle Earth podcast.
Yeah, well. Wow, it looks like we'll start a podcast. Claire and Nikki disagree about the Lord of the Rings. Listen to us fight for an hour.
That'd be a great podcast.
You think so? Just two people who don't agree.
Check it out on Patreon.
There you go.
Well, as you know, Lord of the Rings is a very popular, you know, like franchise that originated in Britain. Another famous franchise that originated in Britain was Doctor Who. Speaking of which, Matt Smith was casted in episode 9 in an unknown but key role. What are your guys' thoughts?
What the heck does it mean to call it a key role? Like,
he opens doors.
Oh, god damn it.
You asked for it. Like,
oh, I should have expected that. Okay.
Maybe he's playing that character from Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Key toll site.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, that's the third. That's all we've got time for, Jake, this whole episode, which we make too often, by the way. I make too often. Well, I'm a big Doctor Who fan, so I love Matt Smith. He's amazing. He's got the great acting ability that I think will reflect well in the franchise, and just anything that gets him. Do you know what? Star Wars keeps taking actors from the Terminator Genesis and giving them something good, which is kind of them.
Was Matt Smith in Terminator Genesis? I didn't see that movie.
Yeah, he played Skynet.
All right.
Well, good for him.
Well, I was going to say, Charlie, I'm glad that you enjoy this casting, but I have not seen a single thing that he's been in, to my knowledge. I haven't seen Doctor Who. I haven't watched The Crown. But I see a lot of other people being like, he's awesome. So I am excited for them. I look forward to like watching some stuff that he's in before the movie actually comes out, so I can be pretty hyped about this casting decision.
Claire, watch an episode of Doctor Who called Vincent and the Doctor. You don't have to watch any of the episodes to get what it's about. It's a full
force. Is that the Van Gogh one?
Yeah.
I've heard about the Van Gogh one.
It'll break your heart. So watch it. It's good.
Yay. I'm a masochist, so that works.
Yeah, I do that. I did it the other day. I watched it again the other day, and I just cried my heart out. Fun. But yeah, like...
Yeah, my thoughts to it were like literally... Sounds good. Because I'm kind of like the same. I haven't really seen anything. I'm sure I've seen him in something, but I haven't really been fully into whatever he's been in. So yeah, just I hope it's cool. I hope it's a good role.
So you're excited. Yeah, I'm wet.
I hope it's fun.
About this casting. In fact, I'm dripping. Like, I mean, I'm tempted to call the fire brigade because, I mean, this house is flooding.
Oh, my God.
Moist.
No.
I think that one of the key things as well is that Doctor Who actors that come to Star Wars generally do really well. I mean, look at Tom Baker, who played the Bendu, and David Tennant, who played that droid from the Clone Wars that everyone loves that I've forgotten his name. What was his name? His name was what?
Hu Yang or something.
Hu Yang, that's right.
Oh, it was like Hu Yang or something like
what
that.
What is his name? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Dr. Lightsaber.
That's right. That's his name.
Dr. Lightsaber
Builder. He's like, I teach children before you were born, you little twat. Like, give me that saber and I'll fix it for you. I can you imagine that? Like, just he just says, "You little shit." He's like, "Whoa!" Is that he's an old droid? Ignore him.
Just recast with Malcolm Tucker.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Get Peter Capaldi to play his character from Paddington, but just in Star Wars.
Take the wood, you hairy fuck.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's amazing.
Fan casting. That's what it's about.
Well, like, he's the droid. He's voiced by different doctors. He just happens to be Peter Capaldi in angry mode.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'd take it.
To hear that droid say, "You're so dense, light bends around you," would be incredible. Well, if we just skip past episode 9 and but still remain in the sequel trilogy era, Resistance released a video, which was like, we had the trailer, now we've got the video about the team. And Nikki, do you want to...
It's really full of heart.
Do you want to read out about the team? I haven't watched this yet. Is that bad?
Oh, it was fun. I liked it.
Long story short, everyone is full of heart.
Yes. Hearts all around.
Yes. There's plenty of heart.
Are you sure?
To be passed around with Team Fireball.
Ooh.
Yeah, so basically, the video just sort of talked about how the show is very, very clearly like geared to a younger audience, for those young Star Wars fans and for older Star Wars fans to complain about. And then basically, we have Team Fireball, who they race. I don't know if they race around the galaxy or if they just race around the Colossus or whatever. But that's how they survive. They make money off the races and they keep going. And so you have Kaz, voiced by Christopher Sean. And he is a clumsy individual, but he has a lot of heart. So his mission is given to him by Poe, and he is there to spy on the First Order activities, I believe, in the area, and sort of just be undercover and find out what is going on as the galaxy teeters towards a showdown between the forces of light and dark.
Woo.
Is this?
And he's adorable.
Yeah, I'm trying to make this sound intense here.
And adorable.
And adorable. because I think that's going to be the vibe with Resistance, right? Like, don't come in here thinking it's going to be very, like, oh man, it's shaking me to my core, because it's going to be fun. It's going to be, you know, laid back in parts and stuff. And then we have Yeager, who is an old Rebellion pilot, and he's now a mechanic trying to get away from all the shit that's going on in the galaxy. And now he's just...
Is that what they said in the video?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's verbatim.
Okay, cool.
There's just like a lot of shit going on. He wants none of it. But you know what? He keeps getting pulled back in. And he's very much the father figure. And he is voiced by Scott Lawrence.
Who has a beautiful speaking voice, by the way. I would just listen to him like in interviews all day. He'll be good.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool, especially if, you know, in other material we see this character show up in the Rebellion timeline.
That'd be cool.
Pretty cool. I'd love to see him fly in an X-Wing or a... He looks like an A-Wing kind of guy, but, you know, I don't know.
He's got that crazy look.
That crazy look that all A-Wing pilots have.
Oh, yeah. Who else do we have? We have Tam, who is voiced by Susie McGrath. She's a former racer, but lost her ship. Now she works as a mechanic. A lot of attitude, no nonsense. And ladies and gentlemen, you guessed it. She's got a lot of heart. But doesn't always show it.
Ooh.
And then we got Niku. Josh Brenner comes back for another round of Star Wars voice acting. After he played Mon Mothma's little... sidekick dude in Rebels. But he plays Niku, who is a super smart, but very naive and unnaturally positive Nikto. I think the quote from the video is like, no matter what kind of day you're having, Niku is having an excellent day. So just, he's going to be a voice of happiness and positivity for Team Fireball.
And he's also adorable. Yeah, we need that positive Niku voice on the Twitter right now.
Oh, poor guy.
Like, I saw Star Wars and people didn't like it, but I loved it.
Oh. Niku, fix Star Wars fandom.
Yes.
We have high hopes. If you don't, we'll kill you.
At Niku, you fucking Disney show.
we'll stab your frog.
No! What is with the frog? Okay, we gotta talk about the frog. What is
on the scale of dry?
Oh my god!
To damp to wet. Christ. How? What's your feelings on the frog?
Absolutely soaked over this frog over here.
I'm so wet. Oh my god! Pad is on my head right now. Because
I am in the frog. Pot.
It just reminds me of Hypnotoad.
We've moved on. Moved on from Super Soaker to straight up Oozinator.
Super Asoka. Yeah.
Hypnotoad. Frog. Frog of Destiny.
Jesus.
Man, way to go, USA Today. Really. You really unhinged our podcast with that
headline.
with that little getting wet.
And you guys haven't seen the clip either.
No,
it's just laugh. Oh my god!
It's just USA Today. Damn it. But yeah, I think, how do you guys feel about the crew in general? Are you excited to watch this on Sunday, October 7th at 10 p.m. Eastern on Disney Channel?
I have to say, I'm really excited about the show. I've only seen the main trailer, but it looks fun. And I guess that's what it should be. It's different than what I expected, which is, I think, a good thing. And, you know, Oscar Isaac. So I'm sold already. It could be Oscar Isaac throwing shit in my face, and I'd be like, you know what? Guzzle me up.
I'm soaked.
Yeah, soak me up, baby.
I'm excited about it, too. I'm glad that we finally got that confirmation from Athena Portillo that this is going to be geared towards the younger audiences. That helps, hopefully. I know it realistically won't, but it hopefully will help us.
Don't let that stop you, neckbeards.
Exactly. Hopefully it'll get us in the right mindset when this show comes out. They're like, hi, this is not Clone Wars. We're going to get Clone Wars, but this is not it. And they said it was going to be super action-packed and colorful and fun. And I'm excited about it, too, because I like that we're getting another animated series, or like a really very highly publicized and animated series for a younger audience. I mean, we have Freemaker Adventures and stuff like that, but this seems like it's going to be much bigger than that. And for someone who has a small niece who is kind of starting to get into Star Wars a little bit, this is cool for me. This is exciting and something that I'm excited to send her little messages about and watch the show with her. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, we talked in the previous episode, sort of after that little trailer came out, just about how it looks and how exciting it is to see sort of the new ships and the anime and aesthetic and all that good stuff. And yeah, I hope it's something people can just chill out and enjoy for once in their life. Just enjoy it. Like, it's okay. You don't have to like it. Like, but that doesn't mean you need to like be so intense in your dislike of it. And like the metaphor I keep seeing going around is the Star Wars as a buffet, right? Like, you don't have to eat everything there. Like, it's there if you want to eat it, but you don't have to. You can even not like some of the things on the buffet, and that's fine. Right. Just leave it at that. And I hope people can just chill out and enjoy a little cartoon.
Well, good luck.
The good thing is there's going to be no backlash or hatred from anyone. So
the neckbeards are already trimming their cheeks.
Fucking Chad. We see you, Chad. Yeah.
Cracking their knuckles to get on those keyboards.
Put your Bud Light down for a minute, all right? Sit down. Stop. Get off the mouse. Put the phone down. Watch the show. Relax. Look at the sunset. Okay? All right.
For once in your life, remember that sense of childlike wonder that is clearly so dead inside you right now. And just enjoy it.
Chad, who hurt you? Who hurt you? Well, that's all we've got time for this week. you can follow...
That's our fourth ending of this episode.
This is basically A New Hope. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at ImpSenatePod. Instagram at Imperial Senate Pod, where we post nonsense all the time. You can like us on Facebook for show updates and other cool stuff, like updates. Like, I guess it's just updates, to be honest. Stop bragging about it. I'm reading this off the list. You can become a patron on our Patreon page, because that would be a super cool thing to do. And we have some pretty sweet plans for you there, including some. Hopefully, in the next few weeks, we're going to do some of our own private episodes where we'll just talk about anything we want to, I guess. Maybe even other stuff that's related to Star Wars tangentially. or not. If you don't want that, tell us. You know, you're paying for it. And if you'd like, I guess we'd rather like this, okay? You should give us a super amazing positive review on iTunes, because, you know, if you like the episode, then just admit it. You don't have to be, like, coy about it.
Just tell us.
Just tell us, God
say. We want to know. You know. Tell me you like me.
Yeah. We like you too.
We're not needy at all.
It's like, we're waiting for you guys to make the move.
Prom is around the corner. The iTunes prom. And we need you to send your review in. So, you know.
And we are pretty
we're so wet for you right now. We love you, Boo.
Oh my god. You could get some swag. If we haven't driven you away at this point and you like us, there's some cool swag on tpublic.com/user/TheImperialSenatePodcast. That's cool.
Thanks, Claire. Yeah.
I got you.
Where can we find you lovely individuals and keep up the goings on? Claire, you go first.
Well, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CStribs. And you can check out Databank Discussions, which is being released on our main feed. And that is a pretty fun time where I talk about everyone's favorite minor Star Wars character. And it's a jamboree, might I say.
It's a blast. And my personal favorite is the first episode, I'm just saying. Yeah, fuck you, Nikki. I'm joking. Nikki's episode's probably better than mine.
Oh my god.
You know, you don't want to hear this voice.
Oh, time. Dear Lord. I love my children all equally. My pod babies.
We should re-edit all those pictures in a little trilogy and have, like, a little nest of birds and Claire's feeding us worms.
Wait a minute. No, we need this now. I love this.
But the worms, there's, like, three worms, and the worms are, like, Shmi and, like, Zabulba and... that Uber droid.
Some white worms.
Some white worms. Someone's got to pick some white worms.
They might be a little bit slippery. Nikki, what about you?
You can find me on Twitter at Naquicious. That is NAQUICIOUS. And feel free to talk about whatever. You can talk about Star Wars or whatever you like. Or you can tell me why my opinions on The Hobbit are trash. And I will happily ignore them. So, hit me up there.
You can find me on Twitter at CMWASHBY, where I just talk about Spider-Man for the next about week or so before I end up crying because I finished it already. You can also find me on Instagram at CharlieMWASHB. Where I post about Spider-Man. I post anything on there. Just, you don't have to go on there if you don't want to. I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it.
I would.
Oh, thanks, Claire.
Yeah, no problem. I'm here for you, bud.
You can also find me on Facebook, I guess. Where else can you find me? You can find me at my house. I live there. You can find me at work.
You kind of live there too sometimes.
Yeah, I do live there too. And I also post about Spider-Man there. I think that's about it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can follow Kristen on Twitter at Kristen K.
Yes, we miss you, Kristen. Kristen's ill, so she's not with us today.
Hashtag get well.
Hashtag get well, Bates. Hashtag shit. Make it a good.
Hashtag that's all for today.
Hashtag we love you, wet baits. Hashtag moist friends.
Moist friends? Okay. On that awkward note.
Remember the silo!
Oh,
remember
so
how wet and moist it was in there.
Oh my god.
Before we go, there was something I was going to read out, but I just can't remember. There's something on this list that made me laugh, and I can't remember why. Oh, yeah. It was this. Confirmation from Athena Portillo that this will be a TV, television show. And then I didn't realize it says geared towards younger audiences. So I was going to read it out as confirmation from Athena that this will be a television show.
Oh, God.
They're nailing that marketing.
They really are. We were all wondering.
This is Star Wars. Oh, thank God.
I thought it was a podcast.
I thought it was a sandwich. Are you saying I can't eat resistance? Typical Disney. Oh my God. Hey, Captain Goody, if I can't eat a sandwich.
The only Oscar I'm eating is Oscar Mayer.
Yeah. I was really hoping you were going to say Oscar Isaac.
Well, you know. You know, one, a girl can
next time,
can't she? Next,
next time.
Time.
Hey, buddy, you're moist. Eat me up.
Oh my God.
That's the title of the episode. You think I'm joking? Oh my God.
So the wet, Imperial, so moist.
The Imperial Senate moist cast.
Oh, we should change that.
Oh, I can't.
I agree.
You agree.
Okay, well, that's, yeah, we're done. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.
Bye. May the force be with you.
Yes.